Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
Art of Construction Tribe, Devin Tilley here. I'm so pumped to have you on a fireside chat today, and we're going to talk all about text messaging. It's happening everywhere, and companies building platforms around it, and I'm honored to have a company that we're going to talk through and learn about how they built a whole amazing platform around text messaging. What was really cool when I was talking with them on our pre-interview is that they talked about the comment that I just resonated with me, where they said, we add unstructured communication around structured communication. So let's talk about a platform that takes the pressure off. I'm going to challenge them. We got to talk simple and we got to make this easy to use. And we're going to go through and talk through some case studies and how they built this out, because we're going to use text messaging in a better way. So how are we going to do this? Because their company is called Field Chat. It was born in January of 2019 this year. They're fully baked and they're ready to go. And they've worked to take a connected platform to make all kinds of cool connections. They went through and did a long case study where they took 120 people in US and Canada, and they did a whole research, and it boils down to labor management is the challenge, and we got to get that down to communicate on the same level. Text messaging makes the most sense, and everybody can be linked and everybody knows how to use it. But it can turn into a mess quickly when you're trying to track and manage the history and all that stuff. And that's where I'm really excited to get their insight of how they built this out. Slack revolutionized the office world. So let's talk with Field Chat about revolutionizing the construction arena we passionately call the art of construction. Lock and load, tribe. Let's go have some fun. We're going to start off getting to know the founder, Steve, and then Katrin. What's your favorite beverage?
I love IPA beers.
IPA beers. And correct me if I'm wrong, you're up there in Toronto, Canada, right?
I am. And Toronto has got a lot of really great IPA beers. So I'm very fortunate.
Well, what's one for the AOC tribe to test out if you're into IPAs?
Well, there's a brewer who's actually just down the street from me, and he has a green tea IPA, which is just to die for. That maybe sounds a little improbable, but it's really, really good.
That's intriguing. Steve, what's the favorite place you've traveled?
So I'm a big backwoods canoeist, and so I do a lot of tripping all through Canada mostly. So one of the favorite places I like to go to is there's a huge park called Algonquin Provincial Park. It's just massive, hundreds and hundreds of square miles of untouched territory. And so I go up there quite often. For me, the most remote parts of the park are the best. And you can literally travel for days and not see a soul.
Awesome. So you definitely like to get out into the backwoods, huh?
Just completely, I'm a bit of a tech guy. So being able to kind of completely disconnect and there's no way anybody can reach me because you're completely off the grid. And that kind of helps you kind of, catch your breath.
Awesome. And that'd probably tie into what we always ask, what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena we passionately call the AOC?
So I'm also a big outrig canoe paddler and like to race in these six-person canoes with pontoons on the side. They're kind of Hawaiian style. And there's a lake here that we love to get out on, and you can get out there into, 5-6 foot swell. And if you're in the front of this boat, the thing can get up 8 feet in the air and you're just smashing down in the waves. And so it's just a heck of a lot of fun.
Awesome. And Katrin, hang in there. We're going to get to you next. You got a head start here to think through this. But we're going to give us your quick version of how you got to us today as the IT kind of backbones of Field Chat here today. Steven?
So I'm a bit of a startup junkie and have done a lot of technology startups over the past 20 years. It's just something I love to move into a space and understand a problem and really get your head around it and then try to build technology that makes people's lives easier. And hopefully that's what we're doing with Field Chat.
Awesome. Well, we got to know a little bit about Steve. Next, we're going to talk with Katrin. Are you ready to go, Katrin?
I'm ready.
All right. So what's your favorite beverage?
So I'm a bit of a mixologist myself, so I'm always coming up with new drinks. So I tend to try a lot of different takes, but I think I keep circling around the margarita. I like the sour, lemony kind of drinks and lime drinks.
Awesome. And what's a favorite place you've traveled?
So a recent trip I took that was definitely a favorite trip was to Mexico, to a town called Sayulita, which is north of Puerto Vallarta. And the reason it was such a great trip was it's a beautiful town that has nice restaurants and good food and beautiful beaches. But more importantly, it was a birthday that brought together friends from across the U.S. And we were able to celebrate with 20 families and take over a hotel and do it up in the sunshine.
Man, I want to be there and have a margarita and Sayulita with you. That sounds great.
Yeah, guacamole.
After we go row hard and then have an IPA. This is I'm feeling good. This sounds good. I like it. So, what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena we call the AOC?
Well, you know, I'm an avid runner, and so I really enjoy running and exploring and seeing what's being built all over the city by just running the streets and checking things out. I do have a lot of early morning runs.
Awesome. And what's your quick version of how you become the founder of Field Chat that we're going to be talking about today?
Well, you know, I've always loved building, and I come from a building family, actually, where when there's something that needs to be fixed or built, we all come together with a few cases of beer and spend the weekend, you know, putting up a shed or replacing a roof or building a sauna or whatever it is. And so it's really in my DNA to build and make things. I've even got a picture of myself as a 2-year-old standing on a foundation wall at my parents' farm that they were building at the time. So there's that. And then I went to school to study engineering to kind of support some of this, and worked as an engineer at some engineering construction companies. And I heard a lot about the challenges around building and working. I've also done some little GC jobs that are like residential reno type jobs where I've orchestrated converting a house into three little apartments and, you know, doing some build outs where you bring together all the different trades and try and get everyone to work together to get the job done to spec as quickly as possible. So it all kind of comes together in Field Chat. You know, then I've also worked in tech for many years. And so it's kind of the perfect storm of all my loves coming together in this case.
Awesome. So would you say in one sentence, Field Chat is that ultimate text messaging platform for construction?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. So we're going to go on a journey today, and we're going to talk through what I was really excited when I got to meet you guys and doing the pre-interview. You guys are really passionate about taking text messaging that is this well-used platform and turning it into a systemized approach for construction. So Steve, can you kind of give us tell us the overview of how this tool works so you can never miss another text message again?
So what we realized after doing a ton of research and going out on job sites is texting is this thing that really runs most construction projects, but it's a one-to-one communication medium, right? You're usually sending a text to another guy, and quite often it's, two companies, coordinating and communicating and solving problems. But it's like this one-to-one communication medium. If you've ever tried to do a group text message between iOS and Android, it's a disaster. And so we realized that there had to be a better way to do this and came up with this notion of being able to organize all your text messages and being able to put them into different groups, which we call channels, be able to organize them by projects, make it all searchable. And then, you know, regardless of the device that you're using, if you're on your phone, if you're on your laptop, if you're on a tablet, you can get access to that same conversation history. But the most important thing about it is that it works seamlessly with text messaging. And so that means that all you need to do is know somebody's phone number in order to add them into the conversation. So if you're a builder or a GC and you're working with 30 other subcontractors, it'd be really hard to get them all to use the same app, like, you know, WhatsApp or something like that. But everybody's already text messaging. So all you need to do is add their phone number, and they're immediately part of the conversation. So, you know, those people, they don't need to install anything. They don't need to learn anything new. Everybody already knows how to text message. And yet it's all organized and searchable and kind of all in one place.
That's so genius. So you took a tool we're already all using that people are comfortable with, and then we took and made it systemized for construction. Is that kind of the framework? So the, you guys did an awesome demo for me. So if people are intrigued about this, we'll put call to actions in the show notes where you can go schedule a demo where they, it's really cool and easy to use. I was doing the demo with them right on the fly. We were exchanging pictures of my 4-year-old and construction stuff and right there making it work and seeing how the channels and stuff work. So Katrin, can you talk through how are you solving text issues that you built this platform around?
Yeah. So, you know, what we saw was that everyone's using text messaging and, you know, it's actually a really difficult interface to use well. And so what we wanted to build was something really easy to use, really lightweight, really inexpensive to bring those communications together into one place. And the way you use it is you decide what project you're going to use it on, decide which groups of people should be communicating. And then within that, you simply invite them into those groups. And they will get a text message where they can respond to it. And they are in the conversation. And the person who's managing the project can be on their laptop and see the messages coming in and respond through their laptop. And everything is there for you and searchable. And you have this history. So if you're busy for an hour and you're not able to respond to things, all these messages coming in and these communications that are happening are all organized and saved for you. So you can jump right back in and answer the questions and make sure that the people have the files they need and, you know, that you can look at a photo and respond with, you know, what should be done in the scenario that's happening. And so it's really all about those questions that pop up during execution. This is all the ad hoc communication that happens around, you know, when you're trying to actually get everyone together on the same page building something. You know, if someone doesn't show up on the job site, you know, how are you going to cover that role? You know, if you need the code to get into the gate, you know, where are your materials? All these, you know, why do the plans not match what I see? All these questions, right? These, you know, these conversations are already happening, but they are easy to lose. You know, you can't go back and search and identify, you know, past messages from more than a week ago because it's such a poor interface. And as we said before, people are falling out of the group chats because they have a different phone, for instance. So what we really wanted to do is keep it super simple and lightweight and take what people are already doing out there and make their lives easier. So, you know, they can just keep text messaging and now it's saved and searchable for them, and you've got everyone on the channel so that you don't miss telling someone important information. It's all there for them.
Awesome. So if I heard Steve earlier, you can share between Android and iPhone and the different systems that don't communicate well together. And then you can co-organize these by the project or what you guys call channels. And then you can set up reoccurring reminders, and then you can go search this in a central space. And that's what your platform does. Anything you'd add on talking points with that, Steve?
No, I think the only other thing I would add is that your power users or your internal staff or people that are kind of skipping across multiple projects or want to be able to search history, they can use the app. And, you know, your subcontractors or people that, you know, are maybe more focused on a single project, they can just text message. And everybody knows how to text message, right? So it keeps it super easy. It keeps the, you know, the training requirements to near zero, because it's already what people are doing on the job sites today.
And there are a few other cool features that we can show people if they want a tour of the product, but things like scheduling a text message. So say that it's 11 at night and you're thinking about what has to happen on the project and you want to communicate that to someone. It's, you know, you don't want their phone to go off at 11 at night. So you schedule it for the next morning, 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. and the message will be sent then. And you can also do recurring reminders. So say you want to remind people to submit their timesheets, they can get a text message that reminds them of that. So it's got, you know, a number of other features also that make it even more construction focused, to make sure that we solve all the problems that people seem to tell us about in this ad hoc communication space.
Awesome. And I just want to make a statement that I love the name of Field Chat, because the part in our industry that really changed the game was the thing called the cell phone. And we still call it our cell phone, but it's not a cell phone anymore. It's a computer that does amazing stuff. So there's all these platforms that have built up, and the name Field Chat is perfect because that's the part that changed the game of connecting the office to the field. And that's what you're talking about, how whether it's time clocks or the ad hoc of how do you capture that communication of what we call the critical path of to get the project done. And that's where it goes haywire of the two things we never have enough of, time and money. So how do you, Steve, I'm curious, can this integrate into other tools? Because we've had the pleasure of meeting with several other tools in that computer that you carry around that has, there's an app for that, but how does that app communicate and work together? Do you integrate into any big platforms out there?
We do. I mean, one thing that we hear over and over again is that it's hard for people to pick up more apps, right? There's a learning curve, and you know, we need to start thinking about different passwords and logins, and you know, it's hard for people. So you know, integration is really important, and we integrate. FieldChat integrates with Procore, and we're working on integrations to other platforms. And you know, there's tons of opportunity to make those construction management platforms that are really, really good at managing schedules and capturing, you know, job costing information and all of those kind of the meat and potatoes of kind of construction management, and then extending it so that you can get that information out to the front line. And so, you know, you can run FieldChat right inside Procore. You can log in using the same username and password. You know, we're working more and more to make it easy to kind of take the information that's in those construction systems and push it out to the field. You know, pictures and drawings, and just at a press of a button, make it easy to kind of get that information back and forth.
Yeah, I was researching this on your behalf, and I found on the Procore website was this quote I wanted to read from W.A. Benz. And it said, before Procore and FieldChat, W.A. Benz used WhatsApp. You guys have to tell me what that is. I don't even know what that is. To communicate with their internal team and text messages for their contractors. However, employee buy-in of WhatsApp was low, which meant superintendents were often sending individual messages to specify contractors. This isolated the information and increased the risk of important project information getting missed by others. I'm all about, you have to designate a champion and you got to make it easy to use. And that's what I love of that you're using text messages, that everybody uses that. So what is WhatsApp?
WhatsApp is a chat application. It's actually owned by Facebook. It's a consumer chat application, and you can set up groups and communicate. It's really a consumer tool and really doesn't have all of your messages and pictures and history in one central place. It's really kind of a distributed chat application. A lot of people that we come across have tried WhatsApp or are using WhatsApp on their projects, but they hit the limitation pretty quickly that it's hard to get all your subcontractors to agree to use or even know how to use something like WhatsApp. Whereas, you know, everybody's texting. So, Bents and other customers that we work with were kind of using WhatsApp for their internal teams, but really struggled to get the subcontractors to embrace it. And, you know, with field chat, they don't have that challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with field chat, we took a good look at WhatsApp and Slack and all the other, you know, potential products that were out there. And we learned from those products, you know, what are the good parts of these products? And then what do we need to build to make this more usable for people in construction? And what we found was that what's unique to construction is that you've got a new team, you know, groups of people working together on each project. And they have their own software that they like to use, and they're not interested in downloading a new app and learning new software on every project. So what we built was something that doesn't force them to do that. They can just continue text messaging. So with field chat, they get a message from the field chat system and then they just reply to it. And so they're continuing to text message. There's nothing to download, nothing to learn. We wanted to make it really easy so that everyone can come together and the whole team can communicate in a way that's effective for the project.
I think we just hit the golden nugget, Art of Construction Tribe. And what I'm hearing is I've worked with several different companies that there's an app for that or there's a platform for that. But is that app or platform built for us to run our construction projects? Another example outside of what we're talking about here, but I think is very relevant, is I'm working with a company called Josh AI, and they're basically making the custom version of voice recognition, and they work in custom homes versus the Amazon version of that is for you to sell a bunch of stuff. So it's really good to start, but to customize and make that platform scalable, you may want to look at different things. So my advice to you is really look at the companies that are construction focused. And if Field Chat integrates with Procore, we know they're construction focused. So that's the part that I would put that together. So Katrin, could you talk through what are some of the different use cases that you've seen as every tool that gets launched? You probably have had a few aha moments where people are using it where you haven't talked about when you were putting all the development and launching this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we built Field Chat, our focus was, you know, keep it really simple, keep it free or inexpensive, and make sure it's really easy to use. And we built it in a way that it's such a flexible tool that it can be used on all kinds of projects. So we have teams using it on very different sizes of projects and very different structures. So we've got, you know, people building hydro dams, we've got teams that are building hospitals, we've got teams that are building luxury homes and condo buildings. Like it's that flexible that you customize, you know, the project, decide which groups should be communicating, invite them, and boom, they're communicating. And as a manager, you have insight into everything that's happening there. So because it's so light and inexpensive and easy to use, it gets used by very diverse groups.
Awesome. So Steve, as a technology guy, correct me if I'm wrong, you've done a few different startups in your days. From what you've seen here, this is specifically designed for contractors and its affiliates to grow their business. What is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction based on all this hard work you've put together building this technology platform of Field Chat?
These are really, really crazy, exciting days in construction tech. Maybe overwhelming for the construction business owner because there's so many new startups kind of jumping in. But what you see, I think, is companies are really starting to figure out how to use technology to capture, you know, structured information about projects and schedules and costing, and you're seeing kind of a maturity around those things starting to emerge as you know, those core technologies start to get used by companies. But what is kind of still greenfield opportunity and still very exciting is, okay, well, what can you do with that data? And so, you know, you see a lot of companies kind of rushing in, trying to figure out through artificial intelligence and, you know, other techniques to work with this, all this great data that's being collected, you know, how to forecast and predict and analyze and do better with that data that's being collected. So that's kind of looking into the future. The other thing that's happening is real time and, you know, more and more job site, you know, connectedness. And, you know, you see, you know, all kinds of technologies, tool vendors moving in and having all kinds of real-time information available about what's going on with their equipment, you know, where stuff is on the job site, where people are on the job site, are they safe? Getting all these, you know, different technologies to talk together and then, you know, being able to manage that kind of overview of what's happening. So that real-time connected job site is also kind of happening. And, you know, I think FieldChat has kind of an exciting role to play in both of those things, right? Because, you know, the connected job site, FieldChat can really be part of that, you know, that stream of information, helping people have real-time information and communicate with each other to make better decisions, avoid rework. But then also, you know, you now have all this information which is available and you can understand who said what and what happened on what day and, you know, when this particular issue, because it's all being, you know, it's all happening kind of in the stream. And being able to use that for interesting things down the road is also pretty exciting to us, so that people can, you know, do better on the next project and learn from what's happened before.
Awesome. And we talked about WhatsApp earlier, but I heard of another app that I know is popular out there is Slack. Katrin, what makes your platform different than Slack?
So the biggest noticeable difference is that we integrate with text messaging. And again, you know, Slack revolutionized communications in offices, but in offices, your teams are fairly static. And in construction, that's not the case. So we wanted something that's really easy to bring in new team members that, you know, haven't communicated before and add them and have control over who's in. And that's really one of the big differences. And then, you know, as I mentioned before, we have a bunch of features that have come up along the way based on feedback from different construction teams and customers. We continue to add features that are specific to construction and the use cases that are most common.
That's super relevant. Like where you talk about construction, it's organized chaos, right? The more we can organize the chaos, the better off we're going to be versus a static environment. I think that's a really good comparison that I raised my hand and all of us in the construction arena, there's plenty of chaos. We're all trying to eliminate that. And this is a great way to do that.
And so, I mean, the text messaging is happening already. So either it's sitting on everyone's phone and, you know, that phone goes home with them and, you know, maybe they're on the job again later or not, but all that data is in the phones. Whereas, you know, if you use Field Chat, then as the, you know, project manager or leader, you have all those communications stored. So if you do happen to come across, you know, some kind of a dispute around agreements made and you got some go ahead through text message, well, you can just search for it and there it is. You know, it's saved for you. So, you know, we're just really thinking about communication from the perspective of people in construction and what their needs are. And that's solely who we're catering to.
Awesome. We've had several chats in the past, like we had a series with Ground Up Construct and different platforms about the workforce. And the changing workforce is a big deal that if you bury your head in the sand and just say, I've always done it this way, you're not going to connect very well. I would argue to say the next wave of the workforce and their buyers especially, text messaging is kind of their primary form of communication. Steve, would you agree? And what would you expound upon on that?
Yeah, I mean, if you're under 30, not to sound ageist, but, you know, the next generation of leaders, not just in construction, but in every industry, these are people that are accustomed to communicating in real time, in, you know, short, informal bursts of information. This is kind of their native way of communicating. And, you know, when we talk to people running big projects, that's what they say. They say that, you know, if they've got kind of a younger demographic on their team, this is how they want to communicate. And it's kind of inevitable and unstoppable. So, you know, and I think trends like lean construction, which is all about, you know, the elimination of waste and frequent communication and conversation, you know, we kind of play into that as well.
Awesome. So I asked you the question, Katrin, give me the spiel on why Field Chat.
Why Field Chat is really, you know, it comes down to that running a profitable construction project is all about bringing your team together to work well together and making sure they have the information they need to execute. And that relies on strong communications. So we've built Field Chat to support those needs and make it really easy for teams to use it and afford it. And when you communicate effectively and you have everyone on the channels communicating, you accelerate progress, you see reduced rework, and your quality increases. And ultimately, you're reducing chaos because people actually have the information they need. And that's what we set out to build and to make people's lives easier, because construction's a tough business. It's really difficult work, and you don't need, you know, ridiculous technology standing in your way. You need something easy that supports the day-to-day, and that's what Field Chat does.
Katrin, I'm so proud of you that I didn't have to go into let's make this more simple, because that's the whole premise you've built, you know, from you living, as you talked at the beginning, of living and breathing and growing up in these construction projects. You just found the need and found the biggest pain and said, let's make this systemized. So I'm so proud of you of what you've done with this platform. This is for contractors and affiliates to grow their business. Every time we always ask, what's that one thing that you want them to think about leaving here to grow their business?
Well, everyone is communicating right now, and there's a lot of instant messages happening on job sites. The question is, how can you turn that into something more effective and get the most out of your team by communicating effectively? And we think that there's a lot of untapped value in improving communications, and that's something that, you know, we think every construction leader should be thinking about. You know, how can I do this better? How can I be more inclusive and more automated in the way that I communicate back and forth and make sure everyone has the information? And that's, you know, the piece that I put out there for teams to think about.
Awesome. So Steve, you're going to bring us home on the high horse here, as been involved with several different startups and technology. I would argue this is such an amazing time to be involved in construction. And it's taking what this premise of this podcast is about, taking technology and connecting them to the handshakes. And so what would be your thing of, say, why Field Chat as an IT guy starting several different companies? What's the last thing you want to leave the listening audience? And then also answer that question. What is that one thing you want to leave contractors and affiliates thinking about to grow their business?
I would ask, you know, what's an extra hour a week worth to you? What's an extra 4 hours a week worth to you? What's an extra day worth to you? And, you know, Field Chat gives you a tool that allows you to communicate more efficiently, to avoid, you know, having to be monkey in the middle and go around and deliver the same message to 10 people, to make sure that everybody's in the loop, to avoid mistakes and to catch, you know, problems before they actually turn into big problems. So it's really about saving time and allowing you to have the time then to figure out
how to scale and grow your business even more.
Great job, you guys. I'm so honored to be a part of this and your platform. It's definitely a need, and we're honored to be sharing your guys' story of the field chat in the art of construction. If you're not text messaging, you're not in the industry, and if you're not looking at field chat and tools like that, you're going to be left behind. So thanks so much for coming in and telling us your story.
Thanks, Devin. Thanks. Great to be here.
Thanks, Devin.
As we always say, two things we don't have enough of is time and money. And if you're not looking at a platform like FieldChat, who's the leaders of text messaging, and so many insightful things that they talked about as far as this is how the next wave is communicating. So you have to bolt onto this and keep moving the needle and understanding how to use these tools like FieldChat. So go check out the show notes. We'll have contact to them. They have an awesome free demo that you can go check out. We'll put codes and how to do all that stuff in there for you to go reach out to them. And great team, and awesome to have that. So to leave you thinking, why FieldChat? Accelerating progress. And so what do we mean by accelerating progress? Faster response time when people get a text message and an app message, accelerated troubleshooting, decisions and updates, reduced communication, bottlenecks with everyone informed. Man, we all need to reduce some chaos. I'm raising my hand and say, boy, I would love to have some free time like Steven gave us. So check it out and figure out how you can reduce that chaos by automating communications, scheduling the messages, and increased transparency in CYA, quite frankly. And at the end of the day, reduce, rework, and increase quality. That's what we're all in if we're passionately a part of the art of construction. So you can go in. They let me know. You can go in and try this for free. So what do you have to lose? Go in and check it out. We'll have the links to check it out. My call to action, crush it out there, tribe. And I can't wait to get feedback about how much you're using text messages to grow your business through the art of construction and field chat. Cheers.